Well, thank you all for being here. Last night, the city of Los Angeles continued to suffer through protests related to the Ferguson decision. We began at 3 in the afternoon with lawful protests in the area of Martin Luther King and Crenshaw. Los Angeles police officers followed that protest, which contained several hundred individuals, through the streets of Los Angeles to the edge of the Harbor Freeway and northbound from there to this very building. That occurred over a period of about 8 or 9 hours, followed by a rally in front of police headquarters, at which time the group splintered off into 3 or 4 separate groups and began to engage in significant civil disobedience, including accessing the 101 freeway at Grand, where they were removed from the freeway by the Highway Patrol, and several arrests were made. The Los Angeles Police Department, in conjunction with the Highway Patrol, continued to attempt to facilitate the First Amendment rights of these separate groups. However, the groups would not stay within the parameters of those rights. The groups assembled at various locations throughout the central city, blocked intersections, refused to disperse when lawfully ordered by Los Angeles police officers, and this resulted in a number of arrests. 167 individuals were arrested for disturbing the peace. One was arrested for felony battery on a police officer with a $25,000 bail, and 15 juveniles were cited for curfew violations. I believe that's a total of 183 arrests in conjunction with last night's event. The Police Department of Los Angeles wants to facilitate genuine First Amendment activity. However, we will not condone, nor will we allow, individuals to trample the rights of others in pursuit of those First Amendment rights. As an example of this, at 0950 hours today, 8 individuals took to the 101 freeway at Alvarado, began to tag the freeway, and tried to disrupt traffic by sitting on the freeway. Arrests were immediately made, and 9 people were taken into custody. The police department wants to facilitate people's ability to speak out as they choose on Ferguson issues. It's important to us that we not become the subject of these of this Got it. It's important to us that we police these events without becoming the issue ourselves. However, we will not allow people to significantly impact the activities of the city of Los Angeles. We had minor vandalism last night, a couple of incidents on with trash cans, some very minor vandalism to a police vehicle, and possibly one broken window. You know what? No broken windows, which is a very good thing. You know, we want people to be able to speak out, but they cannot do it at the expense of others. And with that, I'll take questions.
Chief, does the leash get shorter? I mean, I know you've talked of patience and everything, but, you know, people are wondering just how much patience is left.
Well, we have given folks a wealth of opportunity to make their case known. And we will continue to allow people to do that in a peaceful and lawful way. However, we cannot continue to expend resources chasing people around the city of Los Angeles to do that. So we will take a more direct stance with these issues, but we will try to measure that with fairness and the ability to allow people to speak out.
In regards to the freeway issue, are there enough officers that that can prevent them from getting on the freeway? Do you need more people out there?
Well, you know, the freeway issue is a difficult issue. Our freeways are expansive. They cover, as all of you know, I'm telling you the obvious, they cover huge amount of territory in the city of Los Angeles. They are not designed to restrict pedestrian access necessarily, and so they are difficult to police. But we will police them, and we will do the absolute best to do that in a way that is safe not only for the motoring public, but for my police officers, for highway patrol personnel, and for the people involved in the protests. But it is a difficult task.
Why do you think there are more arrests in LA than the rest of the country?
You know, I cannot speak to what has occurred in the rest of the country. I will say this, that the Los Angeles Police Department and the California Highway Patrol were extremely generous in allowing the expression of First Amendment activity. You know, we gave everybody an absolute opportunity to do what we thought they needed to do to put their point across. But that only reaches certain limits. And when people reach those limits, then we have to take enforcement action. So it isn't so much the prerogative of the police department. You know, this is all done at the action of the people involved in the demonstration. It is very easy to demonstrate in the city of Los Angeles and not be arrested. However, if you demand on being arrested, we will accommodate you.
The overtime issue, Chief, is that going to become a problem?
Well, our budget is constrained, as all of you are well aware. We try to work within that budget, but the city fathers and city leadership understands that it's necessary to police the city, and we will police the city. Well, my concerns are that people are losing the tone of their message. People that engage in disrupting the rights of others are very unlikely to make their message heard. And if people legitimately want to put forward a message of peace, of nonviolence, of police legitimacy, all of those things, then that message is sorely diluted by acts of extreme civil disobedience, as happened last night. You know, we want to help people make their point. Whether we agree with that point or not is immaterial. You know, we respect the rights of Americans to speak out, but we will not allow Americans to speak out in a way that infringes on the rights of others.
Chief, how would you assess how your officers handled the protest on Monday night?
You know, I am very proud of the men and women of Los Angeles Police Department. They showed extreme restraint. They showed good judgment. They showed the ability to enforce the law when directed to do so. You know, they are the epitome of professionalism in policing. You know, we made those almost 190 arrests so far over the last day and a half with only one minor use of force. I mean, these are young men and women that know how to take part in their profession, and I'm very proud of them.
Take advantage of the situation with the 19,000 people getting there? And have you even thought about that?
Well, you know, we have a number of events that are occurring today and tomorrow and the next day over Thanksgiving weekend, and we are working all of those things into the way that we deploy our police officers, including the Lakers game. I'm sorry, couldn't. Well, you know, the flow of information on the Azelle Ford officer-involved shooting is very much dictated by the pace of the investigation. It will not be dictated by the actions of these individuals.
Last question. Chief, have you thought about, if this continues the way it is, how do you change your tactics? I mean, people now are just going up to cars at the intersection. They're pounding on cars and blocking people the right of way to drive around. Is there a zero tolerance level that you're going to come to on that?
Well, folks have to recognize that there are a number of things that we do before we take enforcement action. We have to restrict vehicle access. You know, there are a number of steps to taking a wise and prudent enforcement action. So we will continue to do that. And we will continue to try to let people lawfully demonstrate their First Amendment rights. But we won't let those infringe on other people's rights. And that includes taking over intersections and assaulting motorists.
Chief, are you just able to talk real quickly about how the architect of the department change since the May of 2007 in terms of diversity,
Well, the Los Angeles Police Department almost exactly mirrors the city of Los Angeles. We are 44% Hispanic, 13% African American, about 34% white, and 20% women, which you know we are one of the highest demographics of women, female police officers in all of law enforcement, and certainly of any big city law enforcement agency. So I'm very proud of the way that we reflect the diversity of Los Angeles. And I think that's a significant accomplishment that has occurred over time. It's an evolution, not a revolution. It takes a long time to change the face of the Los Angeles Police Department, but that has happened. And with that change has come a stronger bond to the communities we serve. And certainly my belief in community policing, my predecessor Bill Bratton's belief in community policing, has also changed the way that we police Los Angeles. We spent a huge amount of time involving ourselves with community groups in and around the city of Los Angeles in preparation for these events, and those community groups have been the absolute best example of lawful, effective civil discussion. You know, they've done a great job at Leimert Park and MLK and King. You know, we have seen nothing but respectful demonstration of First Amendment rights, and that is a testament to the people that live those in those neighborhoods and to the people that police those neighborhoods.
The mayor and
I have talked on multiple occasions, and he is due back in at 5 o'clock. You know, the mayor's trade mission is very important, and I think that it will and is in the best interest of the city of Los Angeles. And he has been extremely aware of what's going on, has helped me in our strategies, and given me sound advice. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.